You do not know him, yet without you he would not be where he is. Of all people, you at least owe him a life. Will you come with me?
Whatever I may be, I'm not slow-witted. If ever there was a situation made for frantic pleading in the name of common sense, I was in it now. I could have suggested that they try to bargain with Rudy, or send a messenger to Bismarck, wherever he was, and tell him that they were on to his games. I could have gone into a faint, or told them that I couldn't swim, or that I got hay fever if I went out after dark. I could simply have roared for mercy. But I knew it wouldn't do. They were deadly serious, frightened men. Frightened for that Danish idiot, instead of for themselves, as any sane man would have been. And if I hesitated, or argued, or did anything but accept at once, they'd rule me out immediately for a coward and a hypocrite and a backslider. And then it would be the Newgate hornpipe for Flashy, with the whole damned crew of Sons of the Volsungs hauling on the rope. I knew all this in the few seconds that I sat there with my bowels melting, and I heard a voice say in a deadly croak, "Yes, I'll come." Hansen nodded slowly. "I do not pretend that I take you from choice. I would sooner take the meanest peasant in our band. But you are a soldier. You are skilled in arms and in this kind of work." "Dear lad," I thought, "how little you know. You are a man of resource, or you could never have done the infamous thing that has brought you here. Perhaps there's a queer fate at work in that. At all events, you are the man for this." I could have discussed that with some eloquence, but I knew better. I said nothing, and Hansen said,
"It will be for tomorrow night, then."
And he and Grundvig got up and went without another word. Sapton lingered, putting on his cloak, watching me. At last he spoke. "It is one of the lessons a man learns as he grows old," says he, "to put away desires and emotions, aye, and even honour, and to do what must be done with the tools to hand, whatever they may be. So I let you go with Hansen tomorrow. Succeed in what is to do, for as God's my witness, if you don't, I'll kill you without pity." He turned to the door. "Perhaps I misjudge you. I don't know. In case I am guilty of that, I promise that whatever befalls, I shall not rest until I've ensured the safety of that wife and daughter who so concerned you earlier today, but whom you seem to have forgotten tonight. Take comfort from the knowledge that little golden-haired Amelia is in my thoughts." He opened the door. "Good night, Englishman."